Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Anna joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Well, what's going on? You having an argument with somebody?
Yeah, my husband.
Oh.
Just a typical day.
Megan's like, I don't even ever want to get married now. What's going on with your husband? What are you arguing about?
So we were having a conversation the other day about the lottery, and you know, the lottery is almost $250 million, and
yeah.
we got into a discussion like, we obviously have to give everyone in our family $1 million each, and he thought that was a lot of money, but then he said, okay, that's fine, but he said that my parents should only get $1 million total versus each because they live together. And I was like, well, if that's the case, then because your mom lives alone, then she only gets $500,000. And he's like, no, she should get $1 million. This doesn't make sense. So my parents only get $1 million total, but his mom, who's one person, gets $1 million total.
Anna, let me ask you a question. Did you win the lottery?
Well, no, but I mean, we need to know what we would do if we did.
So you got into a fight with your husband over millions of dollars that you haven't won yet.
Yes, I think it started with the lottery, but I think it escalated into something deeper. Like, does he not like my parents? I don't understand.
Because he would only give them like $1 million together cumulatively.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your husband's name?
Rick.
All right. Let's call Rick here and find out why he's being so selfish with fake money.
The fake money.
Hang on, here we go.
Hello.
Rick.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Hi.
Oh, hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing okay. What's going on?
We've got your wife on the phone, too, Anna.
Morning.
Hey, what's going on, Anna?
Anna actually told us about the argument you guys got in over the money, the lottery money that you guys never actually won.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she said she got upset because you didn't want to give her parents $2 million. Okay. Oh, you only wanted to give them like half as much.
Not everybody. Each household, maybe, her whole cousins, she got like 20 cousins. I'm like, how about their whole household? You know, their mom and dad or that branch of the family gets $1 million or whatever.
You know,
not every person. You know, what it's 250 something million, right? And I'm like, if we start giving away $1 million to each person, believe me, 250 people will show up and we'll have nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So,
like, if we gave every single person in our family $1 million, we would still have like $52 million. Left over.
Okay, then what's the whole point of winning 250 something million? That's just not enough, you know.
So, Rick, you're saying that if you won the 250 and you gave away all that, you'd only have 52 million left, and that's clearly not enough.
I think we should keep more of it. I think
we're being
super generous if we give away, I don't know, $100 million for. I mean, that's a lot of damn money.
Yeah, that is a lot of. Okay, and Rick, by the way, I just want to clarify: you guys haven't won this money, right?
Not yet.
No, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, not yet. I like the positive outlook. 800-475-9595. Hey, Ryan, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, good. What'd you want to say, Ryan?
I just wanted to say that $1 million to each person in your family is ridiculous. I would buy everybody in my family, if anything, like a decent cheap car.
A decent cheap car?
A decent cheap car. You know, maybe like $5,000-$6,000. But even if anything, I wouldn't...
Whoa, hold on. I'm sorry. You win $250 million and you roll to CarMax and get everyone in your car like a nice used vehicle. You won't even roll up with a brand new like Toyota or something.
Yeah, and if they were ungrateful about it, I'd take it away.
That's so rude.
How many people in your, like, how many brothers and sisters and stuff do you have?
I don't have a lot of brothers and sisters, but I have a huge family. And then I've got, like, three parts of my family because I have my dad, I have my mom, and then I have my stepdad.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, yeah, look, you got to cut it off. But here's the thing. I mean, my... You know, my parents, my wife's parents, my wife's brothers and sisters, they could, my sister, I guess, even, I could probably spare her. I would even give Megan like $1 million.
Even if anything, I might not give like, I probably wouldn't do $1 million. Instead of like giving $1 million and getting 52, I'd give everybody 50,000 and keep the 100 million.
All right.
I wouldn't give anybody cash. I would like help them out. Like I would like pay off their credit card bill or something.
Oh my God, I just told you I would give you $1 million.
But I'll pay off your house or something. I don't know.
Just give me $1 million. What's wrong with you, cheapskate? Golly.
What? Paying off your house is so nice. Are you kidding?
It is nice, but okay, fine. Then I'll pay off your house.
Okay, that I don't have.
Right, there you go. Hey, even Steven. Dez from Palm Coast, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hey, good, Des. You've had a similar argument with your husband?
Well, no, it's my fiance, and it's not really an argument.
Oh, okay.
We talk about it. Because, you know, you talk about life-changing situations that may happen in your relationship. And so we actually came up with what I think was a pretty good anecdote, and that was how all of our very close family's bills, like their house payments, everything like that.
Yeah, so you're a Megan.
Right. And then $250,000 a piece. And then if they do what they want with that, they should invest it, do whatever, but they're set up.
No, I mean, I guess paying off the bills is a good thing, but just rest assured, Megan, if you're going to pay off my bills, then
that's a nice thing to do. I don't understand. Or buy them like a new house or like a vacation.
Well, you win the lottery, I'm going to max out all my credit cards, FYI.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. This is Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. What would you do if you won the lottery?
Well, I wouldn't talk about it in advance because that's like a jinx.
You think that's a jinx?
I think it's a jinx, but they got to remember how much a lottery takes.
Right.
You're not going to see 250 million.
Yeah, that's true.
A little over 100.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So it'll be a little over 100 million.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you give away.
With immediate family. But yeah. I want to give it to the whole family.
But like, how many family members do people really have? Like how many family members would you think with like cousins and stuff do you have?
I have a really large, because I'm Italian.
Right.
And I give it to my immediate, like my sister's brother, my mom and dad.
Right.
And my husband. But that's about it. I'm not going to.
You give your husband $1 million. That's nice.
But I would donate it as well. So that's with me.
Oh, that's nice. But I mean, like, but if you think about it, like if you really stop and think, okay, you say you win 250, you walk away with, let's just say 100, you give 50 people $1 million each, 50, you still have $50 million.
Yeah, that's insane.
But that's just 50 million more than you had.
Oh, right. No, I know. It's right. I mean, that's a lot of money. I don't think people are grasping how much money 50 million is.
No, I don't think so either.
When in your entire lifetime, the odds of you making even $1 million is slim to none. Rick from St. John's, how are you?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, Rick. Hey, we're good, man. What do you think about this whole thing? Should they be arguing about how much or to give their family, or should they just, you know, be more generous and forget about it?
I mean, as far as who gets what, it's whoever puts in money, right? I mean, that's what it is. Whoever puts in money gets money. If they want to give some to their family, that's on them. But the problem that you ever run into, if you watch any of these other shows about lottery winners, the moment you hand out money, the more the people keep coming in and they keep coming back and asking for more and asking for more. And there's like mother and son relationships that have been ruined and father and son relationships have been ruined because the parents continuously ask for more money from the child who won, and then it strains the relationship. So it's kind of touchy.
Yeah.
So you're saying it would strain their relationship less if they won the $250 million and didn't give their parents any money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to go over.
Let's see how that one flies. Mom, Dad, I would give you $1 million, but I just don't want to strain our relationship.
Yeah, right.
So see you later.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.